In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O key of David. A key, children, is something, obviously, which unlocks something you can't get into otherwise if you don't have it. After Mass today, and there's, of course, a lot going on, it's an ancient Ember Day Mass and one of our last Masses before Christmas. Well, after Mass today, we have our Christmas novena, and we sing the O Antiphon about our Lord being the key of David. Well, really, children, we could expand that a little bit and understand that today's gospel mystery, the story of the Annunciation, is the key to understanding all of God's plans for us. You know, we think about, or should, as we say, the joyful mysteries two or three times each week. The first joyful mystery, the Annunciation. When you're saying the rosary, though, sometimes it's hard to get a fresh thought, and then it's easy to get distracted. You need a key so you can get into it. So I was thinking today, children, the first thing is to think about when and where and who. So it was midnight, because back then, when they didn't have electric or anything, why then people would go to sleep when it got dark, and around midnight or so they would wake up because they had slept a while, and then they might read or they might work or they might pray. And our Blessed Lady was praying. Have you ever been alone in a room when all of a sudden you had a feeling, I'm not alone, somebody is here? And if you are by yourself and it's dark, you could be a little frightened by that. Well, that's a little bit how the Annunciation started. And then our Blessed Mother saw the angel. To see an angel, children, is not nothing. We're used to seeing angels in statues and holy cards, and of course on Christmas cards too, and there'll be lots of angels dangling in the church. But an angel is a great, magnificent, powerful being. And the first thing angels have to do when they come is to say, don't be afraid. Noli Timere, fear not. And so that's what the angel said to Our Lady. But it was different because he was the subject, he was the servant, and Mary is the queen of angels. So right away he bows down before Our Blessed Lady. And now she's afraid for a different reason, because she's so humble. As far as she's concerned, she just got servant. And the angel of God is bowing down to her. What a wonderful scene. And why has he come? What's the purpose? He comes to ask her to say yes on the part of the whole human race for God to become a man. Remember what happened in the garden? There was an angel, but he was a fallen angel who became a devil. And he came to a virgin whose yes or no would affect the whole human race, and that was Eve. And Eve said no to God and yes to the devil. And that's why we get original sin. Now, our Lord, this is the key to understand everything, to unlock it. Now, our Lord sends the angel to Our Lady. She represents the whole human race, and God is waiting for her answer. And of course, because of her holiness and her humility, she says yes. She obeys God. And then God becomes man, her little child, in her heart. What a beautiful opening to the story. That's the opening of the story of our salvation, children. It's a good thing for us to think about when we say the first joyful mystery. And it's good to say lots of joyful mysteries, especially the first two during the season of Advent, the last days to get ready for our Lord's coming. Everything that we do in church always has got a little key. And the key very often is prayer with Jesus and with Mary. Well, don't forget, we have the Ember Mass today, so that gives us an extra prayer and an extra lesson. And we stand for that first collect and kneel down when Father says, Flectamus Genua. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.